I'm a psychic, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe, the state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Today on Amy Talks, I have a very, very special episode for you. Look, psychic attack is no joke, okay? If you've ever experienced it or known someone who's gone through it, it is terrifying. And there's not a lot of information out there on how to handle it once it happens. A lot of people talk about protection and how to avoid it, but the truth is, in my experience, it cannot be completely avoided. So better to know how to deal with it if prevention is not the answer. So we dug into the old archives from Messages from God, which is a podcast I did about a million years ago, give or take a million minus 10 years. And I get so many requests for this audio that I thought, you know what, let's bring it out for Amy Talks so that everyone can hear it and enjoy it. Now, a couple of disclaimers. One, this audio is almost 10 years old. So the quality of the audio is not as good as what you're hearing from me right now, simply because I didn't even have a good microphone back then. I used to do all my recording through an application that worked on the phone. So the audio's fine, you'll be able to hear me and everything, but it'll sound more like you're hearing a recorded phone call as opposed to the really clear and crisp sound that you hear from me right now with my fancy mic setup that I've been using for a few years, right? Then I have a positive disclaimer for you, which is that the method that I describe in this audio is I will tell you exactly what happened to me, what psychic attack looks like and feels like, and what I tried that didn't work, and what I ultimately came up with that worked beautifully. Now, it's been almost 10 years, and it is still in place. It is still working, and you could check me on that if you know your truth testing. And I have shared this with some of my clients over the years. They have also put it into place, and it's very, very powerful. So I realize it might sound pretty wacky, and I know a lot of stuff I say sounds wacky, but this is way out there. But it totally and completely works. So if you have any concern about negative entities, evil spirits, psychic attack, any of this, buckle up and listen closely, because you're really going to appreciate this audio. So without further ado, from the Messages from God archives, here is Do Dark Forces Exist?
Hi, and welcome to another installment of Messages from God. This is for the week of September 28th, 2009. I'm excited that you are here with me today. We have kind of a weird topic, but it's a question that comes up from time to time that I get asked about, and it's something I have some experience with, but I'm going to also receive information newly today and see what we get. This question that I get from time to time has to do with the concept of dark forces. Are there dark forces at work? Are there things working against us? Are there people who are affected by things that seem to be really bad, really funky? You know, it's interesting. We were looking at houses recently, and I walked into this house, and I was hit like boom. I really felt like I was smacked with the energy of this house, and not in a pleasant way. And I noticed it as soon as we walked in. And then what was interesting was we looked at the house, and I was kind of distracted. And I have to say, I'm not a person who's usually hypersensitive to energy. I know people that are, right? Like they go outside, they walk on the streets, and they go home and they're exhausted because they've been hit with so many people's energy, or they can really sense a, quote, bad kind of feeling in a place. I'm not super sensitive to that. You know, I notice it. If I'm looking for it, if someone else mentions it, I can usually tap right in and say, oh, you know what it is? Somebody died here or blah, blah, blah. Like I can get the info on it. but I don't usually get hit by it. You know, it doesn't usually blindside me. But we walked into this house, and it was like smack. It was like, you know, it was really like if you've ever walked into a room that had a really bad smell in it, and you weren't expecting it. You know, it's not. I'm not talking a morgue or something where you're bracing yourself for the smell. I'm talking like, you know, la, 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 you walk into a public bathroom and whew, stinky. It just like smacks you. A portalette, you'd probably be expecting it, right? But maybe a restroom and a nice restaurant, that wouldn't necessarily be expecting it. It caught me off guard like that. And it, boom, had my attention as soon as I walked in. So we walked through the house and we, you know, assessed it based on what our needs were. And then we walked out of the house and my husband says, what do you think? And I said, that house had a funky energy. Now, it's actually kind of funny that I even mentioned it, right? Because what do? I shift stuff. Like, wouldn't you think that would just be the easiest thing? Like, oh, funky energy, no problem, I can handle that. But for some reason, it was so dense and intense, it didn't occur to me to shift it at all. We kept looking. We looked at a lot of different other houses. And that house would sort of drift back into my mind. And I thought, you know, I do shift energy. And I don't know if that house is a good match for us or not. But regardless, I would like to give a gift to the person who is the current owner of that house because they were renting it out to some people. So I didn't get that it was her energy. I got that it was the renter's energy. And I thought, you know, she was super nice, and the person that walked through the house with us was super nice, and I would just love to help them in getting this house sold or rented by shifting the energy. And so I checked in to see what needed to be done, and I simply got that I could hold the intention that when the house got cleaned, because they had explained to us what was going to be cleaned about the house as soon as the renters moved out, you know, the carpets, the walls were going to be wiped down, just everything, right? What was going to be done to the floors and whatnot. So I said, okay, I'll just hold the intention that as the house gets cleaned, the energy gets cleaned as well. And anything that's been deposited in this house in terms of energy just gets completely wiped out as the house is cleaned. And that felt really good. I thought, that's really nice. You know, if we take the house, if somebody else takes the house, who cares? It's going to have a nice, clean, fresh energy around it. And that's what really matters. That's how I know I'm really making a difference in the world. Now, you might be hearing what I'm saying and thinking, yeah, but Amy, that's not dark energy. That's just a little bit of funk that, you know, maybe somebody in the house was sick or had a terminal illness or, you know, got laid off from their job, or maybe it's a couple and they're fighting, or, you know, maybe he just, you know, whatever. Maybe he lost his job. Maybe they're having financial troubles. Whatever it is, maybe it's just that. It's just a funky energy. It's not necessarily dark energy. And I'm telling you, I understand what you mean by dark energy, because like I said, I get this question from time to time. But I'd invite you to consider that there's no dark energy. I know how it looks, right? And I know how it feels. And I know when you come into contact with it, it really feels like something that is not from God. Something that is pure evil. Something that is just not holy, let's say. I know that's how it looks. I know that's how it feels. But I'm just offering you a different perspective. If you can just suspend your beliefs around that for a minute and consider what I'm saying. That from the universe's perspective, it's all good. It's all good. And the only reason that an energy would come to you in a form that appears dark or nasty or bad or destructive is because it doesn't know how else to get your attention. And I would also invite you to consider what you already know, which is whatever you resist persists. So if you resist dark energy, if you're constantly doing protective mechanisms around yourself, if you're constantly avoiding any inkling of dark energy, you are resisting it, and it will continue to show up. I've had this experience myself, so I'm not just talking to you from BS theory. I'm talking to you about firsthand experience and firsthand information that I received when I was going through it. When I started to address these, what I was calling at the time, negative entities that were attempting to attach to my energetic field, I was very resistant at first, and the person that I immediately called for assistance gave me a Latin phrase to basically summon, it was basically commanding the entity to leave. And the first time it happened, I could tell when it left because I could breathe. I could relax. Phew, right? And the person who gave me this information even told me, Amy, I'm really getting, there's like a point 0000000000001 chance of this ever happening again. Oh, okay. That feels pretty good to me. Point however many zeros, one. That feels like almost never. Whew. Only it happened a week later, and it kept happening, and it kept happening, and it kept happening. And I started to really freak out because I didn't like having to keep summoning these entities to leave, and I didn't know why they were picking on me. And I also felt really, I was a little bit resentful to the person who had even opened me up to intuitive work, because I thought, why didn't she ever freaking tell me that this was something that could happen for me opening up to intuitive work? I should have had a right to know about that, because maybe I wouldn't have ever wanted to do it if I would have known this was par for the course. I'm not saying it's par for the course. I'm just telling you what I felt at the time, okay? Well, what happened was I finally got tired of summoning them to leave. And so I just started a conversation. What do you want? Why me? What is it that you need? And in opening this conversation, it's interesting, right? Because just a couple weeks ago, I was talking about not negotiating, but connecting with the ego. Well, I started connecting with these entities, and I very, very quickly learned that they were just lost, so lost. They forgot who they really were. They forgot how to connect with God, or they were pissed at God. Or they thought God was pissed at them. And I sort of did this energetic counseling for a while. Like, you know what? It's pure love. That's all God is. How can pure love be pissed off at you? Oh, yeah, you're right. And as soon as they got it, boom, they were gone. It was like, I don't know what it was like. It was like the old Star Treks when somebody gets beamed up, how they just sort of like, and they disintegrate up into the air in sort of a column of light. That was how it felt to me. I can't say I saw any of that with my eyes, but that was sort of what I experienced with my mind's eye. The instant they got it, they were gone. They returned to source energy. So, you know, everything is energy. Everything, right? And you can do anything with energy. You can really mess around and play with energy and create some extraordinary stuff. So I decided to create a ground rules, a set of ground rules, so that any entity that wanted to talk to me, these weren't ground rules that I had to consciously acknowledge each time. They were just there all the time. For example, if you wanted to contact Madonna, I'm guessing there's probably a website or something that you have to... Now, even if you were like a television person and you wanted to interview Madonna, there would still be a protocol, right? Like you'd probably have to fill out a form on a website, and then like maybe one of her assistants would get back to you. I don't know why I picked Madonna, right? I'm just making up whatever. So I'm guessing there'd be some protocol. Like you'd send your credentials. Somebody on her staff would check you out, would probably call you up, have a little powwow with you, what kind of questions you want to ask her, what kind of show is this for. Then they would check with her. Then if she wanted to do it, that person would call you back, schedule it, right? Like that, there would be a protocol for how it goes. Well, that's kind of what I did. Not that I'm comparing myself to Madonna or saying, oh, I'm too famous to talk to every negative entity that wants to chat. No, not at all. It's just I didn't want to paint myself into a bubble, and yet I wanted to know that I was protected. And I don't really want anything, positive or negative, attaching to my field. My field's my field. You know, in Dirty Dancing, when she goes, this is my dance space, that is your dance space. You keep them separate. That was kind of how I felt, you know. So, like, this is my field, you know. I know everything's connected, but I don't really want shit attaching to my field. I'm not really interested in that. Good, bad, whatever. My field. You deal with your field. So I set up this energetic protocol, so to speak. And so it's like, okay, if you want to talk to me, no problem, but you cannot attach to my field. That's an absolute. No can do. If you attempt to attach to my field, you will instantly be summoned to leave. No questions asked, and no second shot to talk to me. You can't interfere with my field in any way, shape, or form. Because, see, the way this stuff was showing up was it would start jacking with my pendulum. That was how it got my attention. So I'd get weird answers. My pendulum would move in weird ways that I wasn't, as opposed to normally my signs are very consistent stuff. And I would get very, very agitated over nothing. And it was finally like my husband was finally the one to go, honey, can you check and see if there's something in your field? Because you're not being very nice right now. I wouldn't even notice it. I would just feel irritated and agitated. So it was like you can't interfere with me at all whatsoever. If you want to speak to me, you just make your presence known in a very polite and comfortable way. And if at any time you break any of these rules, I will immediately summon you to leave and you will not speak to me again. Now, what's extraordinary is no one has ever broken those rules, ever, since I laid them out, right? Because the thing you got to remember is these, quote, dark energies simply want help, and they don't know how to go about asking for it nicely. That's all there is to it. But they really do want assistance, and if they're trying to get your attention, it's because they believe you are the person who can assist them. What a privilege. When you look at it from that perspective, my God, what a privilege. You get to serve the system, and you get to serve the neediest members of the system. So there's nothing wrong with laying out a few ground rules. You know, if I was going to do, I lay out ground rules when I do coaching, right? Like, here's how I do coaching. You pay in advance. That's one of my ground rules. If that's a problem for you, we're not going to do business together. I have a questionnaire. Everyone fills out the questionnaire. If you're refusing to fill out the questionnaire, that tells me you're not coachable. We're not going to work together, right? Now, what's interesting is me laying out the ground rules is what has it not be a problem. Everybody pays me before they meet with me. No one has ever asked me for a refund for coaching, ever, in all the years I've been doing this and all the people I've coached. Because it's very clear that I deliver what I say I'm going to deliver. And everybody fills out the questionnaire. You know, some people might have resistance. It might take them a week to get it back to me. But most people just fill it out. It's not that big a deal. It's about teaching people how you want to be treated, right? Okay, these dark energies are no different. They cannot attack you without your permission. Your permission may be implied and not explicit. But you can explicitly state what it is that you want, how you want to be approached, what you're willing to assist with, and what you will not tolerate. So that's what I did. I laid it out. Then these entities would come to me, and I'm telling you, it didn't take me very long to figure out two things. One, they weren't out to get me. Once I started talking to them like normal people, they didn't mess with me at all. It's like, here's the ground rules. If you can agree to those ground rules, we can have a chat. They didn't mess with me at all. And they were so lost, you know, they just forgot. The other thing I realized is that there was only about three different problems. You know, it was either like they were mad or hurt. They had an anger or hurt that they couldn't seem to let go of, and it was holding them back. Or they forgot how to reconnect to source, like they forgot who they really were. Or they were afraid they wouldn't be allowed back into source. All three of those are like moot points, right? They're just all ridiculous. And it was just a matter of having a conversation with them to have them remember what they are, that they are source, they are divine. The instant that happened, boom, they were gone, back to source. I've had some come back and thank me. Look, I know all of this might sound really bizarre, but if you've ever had an encounter with a so-called dark energy, that's who I'm speaking to right now. Or if you have a fear of an encounter with the so-called dark energy, that is who I'm speaking to. If all this sounds like way too far-fetched, you're free to hang up at any time. There's no need to continue listening. I know it sounds weird. It was weird. The weirdest crap I've probably ever been through in my life was the time when I went through this. So I shifted from having one-on-one conversations to having group conversations. And then one day, by the way, all of this stuff happened over the span of like a week to 2 weeks. It was a pretty short time frame. But you know me, I'm fast. I like to ramp up that learning curve. One day, I was sitting and I was having a session, like I'm telling you, like a group session with lost entities. And I realized that we pretty much covered everything in the session. And I thought, damn it. If this was a teleclass, I totally would have recorded it. And I would have made the recording available to people, and then I never would have had to repeat that information ever again. And it sort of hit me like, well, time is not linear, right? Time is just an illusion. So if time is not linear, can't I just declare now that the thing got energetically recorded for all time? Of course you can, right? Check it with the pendulum. Yes. Okay, cool. Can I further declare that any entity that needs my assistance could simply hear the ground rules and then hear this energetic session recording, and then if they still had questions, which I knew they wouldn't because I covered everything in this session, then they could address me personally and I could talk with them? Because I'm thinking about efficiency. Like, do I really have time for the rest of my life to have like a 1 hour session with invisible entities? Give me a break. Now I'm starting to sound crazy, right? Like, can I really do this every day for the rest of my life? That seems nuts. There's got to be a way to streamline. And that was when I got the idea about recording. And I thought, so just in the same way that had I done a teleclass, if I wanted to give it away to everyone, right? Like, go to askamyanything.com. There's a session with a client, Neil in the UK, that I put up there. So I don't ever get people calling me going, what do you do in your sessions? They don't call me. They go listen to that website. It has cut down dramatically on the number of inquiries that I get. So now the only people that contact me are making payment and signing up for stuff, right? So that made me super efficient. This was the same thing. I checked in a few weeks later just out of curiosity to see how many energy systems I had assisted, and it was in the tens of thousands. It took no additional time on my part. It was all set up energetically once I figured it out, right? And I have never, that was like a year and a half ago at least, and I have never had any encounter with any dark energy ever again. I simply don't believe that they exist. I believe that what occurs to us to be a dark energy is nothing more than an angry, hurt, or confused energy that doesn't know how to get our attention without being belligerent, without being disruptive. That's the only way they know how to get our attention. And if they're trying to get your attention, it's because you have been given a gift to help them. And you have the privilege of assisting them in returning to God, returning to source, returning to pure light. Resisting it is not going to help anybody get anywhere. Why you? I don't know. I'm guessing you signed up for it. Since nobody can mess with free will, I'm guessing if they're showing up for you, you had an agreement that you agreed to do this. I'm sure I agreed to do it too. And I could, you know, we were born and we sort of forget all the things we agreed to, and then we bitch about them when they happen. But I'm so grateful that I had that experience and that I was able to assist so many, and that I was able to understand that I don't need to paint myself into a cocoon in order to be protected. I just need to be clear and direct about how I will and will not allow myself to be treated. I hope that you found this information useful. I hope that you, I don't know, I know it sounds crazy. I know it might sound really, really out there. And I don't think I could speak to this if I hadn't experienced it personally. So I hope that if you had a fear about this or you've experienced it before, I hope that this has been of assistance to you, because that is my whole intention with these calls is to be of assistance to you. And I hope that the next time you pick up on something that seems like a dark energy, rather than shrinking away from it, rather than fearing that you'll be overcome by it, I would love to see you inquire into what can be shifted around it. How can you assist it in serving the highest and greatest good? Thank you so much for being here. I will see you next week on Messages from God.
I'm a psychic. My name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do. And I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life. And